pay the rock the nation. Rolling. Hold it now.
Bow down, Rolling. Bow down.
Man.
To the bandwagon. Bow down to the bandwagon.
Losing that headband save you a whole lot of pain.
The headband.
For a couple of days. Rolling.
Yeah, for a couple of days.
Everybody's got their reasons why they won. No one wants to give me my credit. Okay.
Yeah.
No, they still got some tar that they're stirring up outside.
just letting you know. Just letting you know. But go ahead and revel in it, because you've been knee deep in it for a while.
I'm going to the game tomorrow night. How about that?
Oh, you just guaranteed that trophy coming back to Texas. You need to stay away from the stadium.
I'll be there for the celebration.
I am so glad we had the acting chairwoman of the FCC. Take this man off the air, Mignon Clyburn.
No, I cannot do that because he...
It's the truth. Tell him.
No, I will not do that because J. Anthony Brown is my homeboy.
See, South Carolina hooking up right here.
No one wants to give me my credit. Wow.
Not even the acting chairwoman of the Federal Communications Commission.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Chairwoman McClyburn, first of all, folks listening, of course you hear the name. Of course, we often have her father on, Democratic Congressman Jim Clyburn. FCC, of course, regulates the over the airways, so many aspects of communications. And I got to ask you this, Mignon, in that position, one of the big issues that obviously we care about, and we've seen the numbers really shrink over the last decade, black ownership.
Absolutely.
Of media, especially radio, but also television. You know, what can the FCC really do in that area to really stop what is really a troubling trend?
Well, there are two things, and it's three things. The FCC can help to institute policies that would stimulate this type of ownership and representation. We can do that by conducting studies that will give us the data and will give us the tools we need to have targeted engagement. But it's going to be more than the FCC's engagement. Congress, if you remember, 1995 was a very interesting year for us because Congress repealed and the president signed that a minority tax certificate policy that was in place that really stimulated investment and ownership in this space, that was repealed. And when that happened, you saw numbers plummet. And when that Adirondack decision came out that same year, you saw the policies that were targeted for this type of engagement, they almost went out the window because it really said that you have to have a strict standard of review in order to have this type of targeted engagement.
Mignon, Rolling, how many minority-owned media outlets are there?
So let me break that down into two parts. So in 2012, we had about 225 African-American-owned radio stations.
In
2012. And in television stations, there are full-power television stations. In 2012, there were 8. Today, there are 5. So the numbers are trending incredibly downward. And we really have to have an all-hands-on approach to changing this.
One of the other huge issues, you talk about broadband, you look at so much emphasis now being placed on digital. You look at what Netflix is doing, what Amazon is doing, a lot of folks are doing. You still have 100 million Americans who do not have access to broadband.
It boils down to the same thing in terms of the divides, money. You've got a whole host of people who cannot afford broadband, that cannot give up their basic day-to-day needs to pay for this transformative, this innovative platform. And so we're going to, and what we're doing here is trying to bridge gaps, have public-private partnerships to address those critical needs, because if our children, if our communities do not have broadband, we will slip further and further behind.
Well, because so much is obviously on that, and of course, in many parts of rural America, that's the case. So African Americans in places like South Carolina, Mississippi, Alabama, even whites as well, that's really where it's hurting the most.
And
what about ownership? What can we do?
We can encourage Congress to reinstitute a tax certificate program in order to stimulate growth. We can encourage the FCC to institute programs and conduct studies in order to give us the tools we need to have target engagement. Those things have to happen. It cannot just happen on one platform. It has to be a family effort to, in order to spur this.
Chairman Mignon Clyburn, we certainly appreciate it. Thank you so very much for joining us.
Absolutely. Good morning.